arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rob Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
And what is she talking about? Or tell somebody, I'm going to court. So they shall build thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. Look at the neighbor and say, do you know who is going to serve me? Kings. Now touch another neighbor. You're talking to the wrong neighbor. Touch another neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm all royalty. Brother Beckford, I'm all royalty. What's the name? You remember the Cinderella movie? Anybody remember Cinderella? Yeah, Cinderella. Oh, she was treated so badly when she was the rightful heir. And she scrubbed floors. Oh, Lord, and she cooked and she washed. And oh Lord, the little prissy girls, they mocked her. And poor Cinderella did not have what to wear, only to know that the throne was hers. Nudge your neighbor, say, be careful how you treat me. Say, don't you look at me like that. So kings shall minister unto thee, and in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have mercy on thee. So even when God is angry with you, be like this. Don't get back fresh with him. Just. And wait on him, because his wrath will not last forever. Oh, I wish somebody understood that. Therefore, thy gate shall be open continually. No more will I shut it down at a certain hours. Let the gold come. Let the silver come. Oh, let them come from the four corners of the earth. Open the gate. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles. Aren't you glad? I'm so happy I'm not a Gentile. I'm a recipient of that which a Gentile has. And that their kings may be brought. Open the gate, open the gate, open the gate. Open the gate, open the gate. Open the gate. You see, when Yeshua comes to reign as Lord, all the legalism will be done away with. Open up the gate. I'm Lord of the Sabbath. Open the gate. My God, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Did I not talk about millennium? What time of year is this? Feast of Tabernacles. The nation that shall not serve thee shall perish. Upon the nations that will not come up for the Feast of Tabernacles, upon that nation shall no rain fall. Somebody shall perish. No water, you doom. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. Can you imagine that God show Isaiah all of this end time revelation? Something that he wouldn't live to see happen in his time. You see how you have to be careful how you knock prophecy? The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, and to beautify the palace of my sanctuary. Now God have a time. And I'm going to pass this through. And I want you to look at this. Because this is a temple in Greece that was built to the god Zeus. While men was building sanctuaries to their gods, gods that were no gods, gods that had no ear, God that could not speak, God watched them how they build these fancy sanctuaries with gold, with real gold, real marble. Are you listening to me? But they have not seen a temple or a sanctuary until Yeshua returned to be king. Oh, just you wait, just you wait. And I will make the palace or the place of my feet glorious. Come on. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. Do you understand how people have abused the Jews? People have abused Christians, burned some to the stakes. Do you understand this? They shall come bowing down to you. Don't worry about how they're skinning up their faces at you now. The Lord said they shall come bowing down unto thee. Those that despise thee, despise thee, shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Can you imagine that? You are the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles. Are you listening? You shall suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I am, that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Things already better. For the Lord is on my side. Wake up! Things already better. Things already better. Listen to this. I love this part. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver, and for wood, brass, and for stone, iron. I will also make thy officer peace and thy exactors righteousness, even the people that is doing your tax is going to do it righteously. So in Yeshua's kingdom, life still continues. Did you hear me? In Yeshua's kingdom, life still continues. Only that is going to be righteous and holy. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. No more shooting. No more massacring. Because when Yeshua comes to reign as king, the earth will learn righteousness. No violence. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gate praise. Wow. Wow. The sun shall no more be thy light by day, nor the moon, neither for brightness shall the moon give her light, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. What is it saying here? We are not talking about the everlasting reign just yet. This is just the millennial reign. But because righteousness is going to flood the earth, you won't even have need for light. Because no one is going to stick you up. No one is going to rob you. Do you understand what he's saying here? So there won't be any need. There won't be any need for light, for sunlight, or for moonlight. You'll find your way easy. Move on, next verse. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the day of mourning shall be ended. Thy people shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of thy plant in the work of thine hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. It's soon to come. Hello? I said it's soon to come. Now continue on 61. When the sister asks on today, how many people struggle with hypertension? Almost half of you got up and stood up. And I said, oh my God, what is this? What is this? And then some of you would have the nerve to knock the 40-day fasting. You could take some of that meat out of your diet for a while. Hello? Shut down the carb for a while. Give your body a rest. Give your body a break. And then during this time of 40-day fasting, you shouldn't be struggling with hypertension. A fasting burst the bond of wickedness. You ought to curse that thing. You ought to put that thing on the altar and stop claiming it. My pressure, my. Oh, stop owning it. Because I hear the word of the Lord says that we are healed in Yeshua's name. By my stripe, my people are. Yeshua stood up in the book of Luke. I think it's chapter 4. Maybe around the verse 14. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he opened the book of Isaiah. He opened the book of Isaiah 61. And he read only two verses and he closed the book. He closed the book because it made no sense that he read the rest just yet. And this was what he read on the Sabbath day. Now wake up. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Do you know that Isaiah was prophesying and he was talking about Yeshua? The Spirit of the Lord was upon Yeshua. The Lord has anointed him to preach good tidings. To set the captive free. And to open the prison. Open the prison. Somebody shout, open the prison. Okay, you ought to get up and shake yourself and say, let me go. I'm no more a captive. You can double send it, sir. Listen to verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Somebody shout, all. All. I know sometimes you say to me, you know, senior pastor, we need some more blood, fire, and brimstone messages. That's not what God have anointed. I can only give it to you when the Lord have anointed me to do so. If I do otherwise, I'll be preaching out a turn and giving you something that I have brought. I don't want to give you what I thought of. I want to give to you what thus saith the Lord. And he said the Lord anointed him to what? To bring good tidings. To give you hope. To let you know no prison bar can hold you down. To let you know you will not be a slave anymore. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. It's a day of vengeance. The vengeance are coming to those that have held up captive. Vengeance is coming to those that have wronged you, my brother. The vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn is going to get real good for the next few minutes that I will stand before you. Read. Moving on. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Let me tell you something. This is where you bring your mourning. This is where you bring your complaint. Listen to this. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I want to stop there for a minute. Stop talking about you're not so emotional. Stop walking around with a long face. I don't care which bill is about to be cut off. I don't care which creditor is antagonizing you. Are you listening? I don't care who love or hate you. Listen to me. You remember today I said put the praise in a shield. Praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. And if you walk away with nothing else from this house today, remember, I tell you this. Every time that you feel a depression coming on, it is called the spirit of heaviness. Get up and put on music and begin to shout and praise and dance like you have lost your cotton picking mind. Hello, I said it is a weapon. Have given the spirit of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So I got news for you. If I ever come back to this service and it's heavy, it's going to be praise. We're going to put our praise on. Anybody feeling heavy right now? Anybody feeling down? Anybody feeling depressed? So let me tell you something, and that's why now we have so much high blood pressure. Your stress, you're heavy laden. Maybe heavy laden in your body, heavy laden in your mind. You don't get the right job yet. All the monies are not lining up yet. Let me tell you, pay your tithes and prophesy to the rest. And I'm not telling you to do something I don't do. I walk by faith. I live by faith. I sleep by faith. And I rise by faith. Am I talking to anybody? Am I talking to anybody? If you tell me that I can't, I'll show you that I will. Because faith will never make a shame. Hello? Hello? Someone asked me in the fasting, senior pastor, can you one day teach on faith versus wisdom. And by the time I took up my iPad and write it down, I said faith/wisdom. The Holy Ghost just gave me the answer. I said, honey, you want a Sabbath school in a minute? She said, yes. Because I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit says, tell her that faith has no logics. Faith is crazy. Faith make no sense. Are you listening to me? Stand up, sweet girl. You. Rebecca, yeah. She was helping her sister to get their her son dressed for school, and for some reason the mother was anointing the children before so Sophia was anointing her kid before he goes through the door. And the little boy got the oil and he spilled it on the floor. So Sister Sophia asked her sister clean it up. But immediately she got an inspiration. Why clean it up? Anoint yourself with it. So she anointed her feet, and I guess it felt good. She started anointing her whole body. She went to school, took her children up for break, for recess. And she had two children that was being misbehaved, and she put them in timeout, and she sat down with them while the rest of kids were playing. And she said, out of nowhere, all she heard was a voice that screamed out at her and said, snake! She said, when she looked, it's a big snake right in front of her, set like that, ready for the launch. She said, when she sprang back, the snake got so frightened, the snake sprang back too. She began to ask her children, which of you shout snake? None of them shouted snake. None of them saw the snake. Hello? Now, wisdom would say that, girl, you're crazy. The oil is on the floor. Wipe that stuff up and throw it in the garbage. But because she has no sense, you see, in the realm of the spirit, she said, it is good. Why let it go to waste? Oh, Lord, my God. The prophet said it still holds its value even though it's on the floor. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And I am not going to stay here and weary your patience, because I see some people dozing off. You need to get some rest. Get rest, man. Get rest. The spirit of praise, trade it for the spirit of heaviness. I tell you something, I will never be heavy again. Now I know why I like dancing so much. No, seriously, do you know that if I am not feeling well, you don't have to pray for me, just put on some music, blast it. I tell you something, honey, if I'm crippled, I'm getting up. If I'm dizzy, I'm getting up. Because music sweet. So we have three people in here, stand up, that their job is going, it has gone out of commission. And one is in the finance office. And one of them just bought a house. You see, when I tell you war in the atmosphere. Now let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit didn't tell me this, but I believe that's why your blood pressure shoots through the roof. Woman, put on music and happy up yourself. You're a woman of God. Put on music and praise. Hello? Do you know how many times I pray about stuff in my house? Sister Jenny's, and God said, if you believe me, get up and dance before me. No music. Husband sleeping and you want to see me dancing and keeping still. Are you listening to me? Yeah? Just keep standing, man. Yes, let the blood flow. bills to pay, and you hear that there is no job come 2019, did not the church get up and decree and declare that this is a sweet year? Oh, you thought you were just going to get it without a fight? Honey, if you want sweetness, you have to plant cane. And if you plant the cane, you have to harvest the cane. Mandolo. And after you harvest the cane has to go through the process to bring you sugar. You want honey? You need a beehive. Yonda basandi di diosa. Am I talking to the church? I said, if you want honey, you need a beehive. And let me tell you something, honey. Bees do sting. But if you put on, if you put on some net and light up a smoke and stay away from sex, oh, you didn't even know that. If you go to harvest honey and you've been with a woman or you've been with a man the night before, you're going down. Somebody shout 911. The children of Israel said, Moses, we're tired of hearing you. We want to hear from God for ourselves. God said, Moses, tell them, wash their clothes. Oh, you see, you don't understand it. Moses, tell them, don't touch your wife, because you're coming to the hill of Zion. Holy God, I know I told you that the bed is undefiled, but if you want to get this close to me, back up off of that thing and come into my presence. You want to hear from me? It will cost you. And I know some of you, you think we're crazy. And some people think we're crazy when we said we're going through a 40-day journey, honey. And it's a journey without sex. And it's a journey without meat. You say, Lord God, they're crazy. No, we're not crazy. We just want to get us into the presence of God. Or anybody under the hearing of my voice. It's not me. It is God. But Brenda, the year's still sweet. Johnson, the year's still sweet. Clark, the year's still sweet. Do we have any music in the house? We're gonna trade the spirit of heaviness. We're gonna trade it with a praise. Anybody feeling discouraged? Anybody feeling weary? It's time to put on your praise. You got it for a purpose. Now it's time for you to use it. Any dancers in the house? Get happy in the house. There's a song that says, listen, I'm treading my sorrow.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow Got in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter. And